Breezy 101, it's The Breakfast Show on your radio. Second day in a row, we've had some world champion guests on with us this morning, and my guests today are no strangers. They've been world champs for a while now. Robin and Justin Cuellar from right here in Kosciuszko, guys and gal. Thanks for being on this morning.
Absolutely, Brake. Thank you so much.
All right. So ISKA, that is International Sport Karate Association, world champs. You know, we had Annabeth on yesterday, and then we got y'all on today. I've been telling folks, you don't mess with Kosciuszko now. We got some martial artists around here.
Yeah, there is some fantastic top-notch talent here in Tala County in Kosciuszko. Annabeth went down there, and she had an absolutely fantastic weekend. Super proud of her. And then we took a crew from here in Kosciuszko as well, and those guys just did fantastic. Couldn't be any more proud and any more excited for them.
Yeah, so that's at the same place, Disney Orlando. Yep. Coronado Springs Resort. That's a fancy place. So tell us about the titles that y'all won and y'all brought home. Some of them that you're just repeating as your world champion, right, Justin?
Yeah, and so we did really good. We were very blessed. Our team, Team Chip, we went down there and we won in the adult division. We came with, there's 9 possible world titles. Our team as a whole, we left there with 5 of those 9. And then our team that specifically came from here in Kosciuszko, we walked away with 4 of those. And so we were fantastic. I got to defend one of my breaks, which is a 3-directional power. And then I won my first ever men's creative. And then I got to defend my ultimate title, which is kind of like the overall, it's the big one. It's the one that you want.
We call it the Grandmaster.
Yeah, the Grandmaster on that one.
The Grandmaster of breaking things.
Yes, so I'm really good at hitting things. But Miss Robin here, she won her first ever women's world title. So she did an absolutely fantastic job. She's been competing in this is her 4th year now. And she has had some fierce competition from day one. But this year she pulled it out and she just did a fantastic job. Couldn't be any more proud of her.
So Robin, what did you break? You know, we're saying breaking, so that means like, you know, you're breaking like wood and you know, you break concrete blocks. I see that all the time. So Robin, in your creative breaking championship, what kind of things did you bust up?
I started with some, you know, 1-inch pine, just keeping it simple, and then I started with the concrete hard and heavy after that. I actually broke some scallops this year, which is new for me. I normally don't break those. They're a little on what for me, I guess, I classify as an easier brick. But I was trying a break that I normally do downward, but I tried it upward this year. And so I wanted to do a funner material that would kind of explode a little bit. And scallops are beautiful for exploding, so it made more sense to use those. And then, of course, I finished it with the amazing Louisville Slugger. So, you know.
Yeah, a Louisville Slugger.
You got to have a baseball bat.
A baseball bat, folks. That's what we're talking about. A baseball bat. You know, the ones that they used in the Home Run Derby other night.
Right.
They're breaking this with their hands, feet, arms, elbows.
All of the above.
Yeah. The legs. Bracket is actually equivalent to breaking the femur in the leg.
Oh.
Yeah. So
don't let them kick you.
Absolutely. And so that was the thing, you know, all the bats and stuff that we use, and we get this question all the time. They're like, you know, so where do you get those things from and what do you do to them?
They
and
think
it's like
they're fake.
Yeah. So much. And it's we get them from Scarber's Building Supply here in Kosciuszko for our local stuff. And then if we're not here, we get them from Home Depot or Lowe's. And now they do have, you know, regulation stuff. They make sure a big batch whenever we go to competition so that they're all from the same batch. And then our baseball bats are literally Dick's Sporting Goods, Hibbett Sports, wherever you can think to buy one. It is a regulation certified, genuine MLB Louisville Slugger baseball bat.
Wow. Shin
crusher.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, they're breaking the stuff with their hands and feet and everything. So I'll ask, what's more difficult, the concrete blocks or the Louisville Slugger? I mean, might be an easy question, but I don't know.
It's ooh, that is a good one. So
I'd say psychologically, probably the bat, because I've seen more people crumble with that break than bricks. So you get up with bricks, you already know it's concrete.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Initially you're like, it's hard. Okay, you just got to hit it. Yeah. I mean, it's the same as boards. You just got to hit it hard in the middle and roll out.
Yeah, so I'll agree with that one. Psychologically, I think that the bat is probably the harder, air quotes here, but you know, they both have their pros and cons when it comes to breaking. It is an art form. There is skill. There is technique. There is legitimate science and that goes into it. And so we use things like mass, velocity, Wolf's law. We use all kinds of different things. And so you have a margin for error, and then, you know, it does. The more you add, the smaller your margin for error goes.
Justin and Robin Cuellar, martial arts world champions, here with us on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with them and find out why there were some younger folks there that did very well at the world championships. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on Breezy 101.